Psalm 33, verses 12. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance. Does that include you?
Yes.
That includes us, because we have been grafted in to that branch, haven't we? We definitely have. In the message it says, blessed is the country with God for God. Blessed are the people he's put in his will. The New Living says, what joy for the nation whose God is the Lord, whose people he has chosen as his inheritance. Wow, let's keep our eyes on God, United States of America, because it proves that we win if we do. Verses 13 through 17 tells us, he looks at men from heaven, all men. He fashioned and made all men's hearts alike. He watches what men do. He has his eyes on us. He says men don't win by huge armies or well-equipped armies. He warns not to trust in our war equipment or nuclear bombs. So if that's true, what is the answer? What is our safety? What's our deliverance? Do you know what it is? Amen. It tells us in verse 18. It's amazing what it says. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy. And in the message it says, watch this. God's eye is on those who respect him, the ones that are looking for his love. Do you want to be in the company of those who respect God? How many? Let's put our hands up. This is a confirmation. That's who this people is. We are a people who respect God, the ones that are looking for his love. Are you looking for his love this morning? I'm looking for his love this morning. And then in the New Living it says, but the Lord watches over those who fear him, those who rely on his unfailing love. I am relying on his unfailing love. 19 through 21 shows us the answers. So with his eye on us, he rescues us from death. He keeps us alive when there's no food. He's our shield, so our soul waits for him. We are to put our hope in him, and our hearts brim with joy because we have trusted in his holy name. Therefore, we come to the declaration in verse 22. In King James, it says, let thy mercy, O Lord, be upon us, according as we hope in thee. Love us, God, with all you've got. That's what we're depending on. That one sounds kind of like the message, huh? Amen. Love us, God, with all you've got. And that's what I'm depending on. And New Living says, let your unfailing love surround us, Lord, for our hope is in you alone. He is our hope. He is our shield. He is our defender. He loves us with everything he's got. And so where should our hope be? Our hope should be in him, not what's going on in the world, what isn't or isn't going on in the world. Either pros or cons, Republicans and Democrats, Muslims and non-Muslims, whatever. Our hope as the body of Christ is in the Lord our God. Right. In him we live and move and have our being, not in our defenses, not on what's going on. But as times get darker and darker, it's more and more important. I know I think I say this every Sunday, but I'm saying it to myself as well. Don't fear. Just put our eyes on the Lord. He is our protector. Let's stand and let's say verse 22 from the New Living. Keep your eyes on the sparrow. That's right. Let your unfailing love surround us, Lord, for our hope is in you alone. And in him I move.
That's right.
And I have my being. Amen.